Peter Lave doesn't, you can't change the Lave except if you do Maisim that you may rush decide to do, despite that the Tiyas HaLev is different. But the person has to margal himself to do against the Tiyas HaLev. Borev HaMaisim HaTayim Nasim B'lacham U'mamatz Neged HaRotzen HaChopshi Mishapech Rotzen HaLev Miral HaTayim. If a person keeps on doing Maisim that against the Rotzen, so Meila, a person margal himself to mevatel his Rotzen in front of Chukei HaTorah. It's the same way as same principle as any exercise. Exercise is strengthens the muscle slowly. But you have to keep on doing it constantly. You do a little, but it makes her heal. It strengthens the muscle. Someone decides that he's going to strengthen his muscle in one shot, so he doesn't then doesn't move for a few days. Because he did too much. So yeah, that's if you do too little, you do it in a way that's very easy, so it does nothing. Nothing happened. It has to be done that's hard, but not too hard. Oh, the same way your margil to against Midas Royas goes the same way. If it's too easy, then you did nothing. If it's too hard, usually the snagdus is so strong, so you're not matzliach. So you just get set back. So it has to be, you have to be Royish, decide to do something that is pushing against what you want, but it's not too hard. The male is slowly in the struggle. One of the Kabbalists, Rabbi Yochim, he had a list of Kabbalists from the time that he was in Kelm. One of his Kabbalists was to do five times a day to go against the Rotzen. Five times. Every day. Doesn't have to be big things. It's small things. But let's say a person has a Rotzen to say the Brocha fast. And he says it's slow. So he went against the Rotzen. The Tiativis is to get it over with it fast, not to spend time on each word. So if a person had a Rotzen to sit down for just a few minutes before he goes Beis Radish, so he doesn't sit down. So he went against the Rotzen. Everything, there are many small things, but a person is kind of regilas to go against the Rotzen. Someone doesn't have their regilas, so he never goes against the Rotzen. Oh, that's what he says. There is a heilach order of a kindness at Toiv, at the Hergel, is gabber, b'fam, time and afterwards, at Toiv, at Chomris, at Tiz, at Nafshiris, last as a mice up the Eroys, at Seyv, at Chavis, at Toiv. La'at, la'at is the main point here. First is not misragel fast. Fast you always fail and you get set back. Because then you say, oh, it doesn't go. It's because you tried too fast. La'at la'at misragel, slowly misragel at Toiv, and Tiyatz is a Chavis. Zua derech ishor lekinyan Toiv al pi hergel. He says that if someone wants to get himself to train himself to come early to daven, people of Beteva don't want to come early because it's not something they want to do. They have to do. They come as late as possible that they make a cheshbon that can still be yotze. Everyone has a different klal of what's called being yotze. But whatever it is, there's a point that you bring yotze, and a point that you're doing it the way you're supposed to do it. So the hergel of lat lat is to come a little earlier than he would have come, even if it's not a great deal earlier. It's 1 minute earlier, 2 minutes earlier. But over months, he'll get to the place he wants to go. If he'll decide one day that instead of coming at 10 after 8, if the Baruch was at quarter after 8, he'll decide he's coming 10 to 8. Leroy, if he won't manage, 10 to 8, so much time, what's he going to do? But if he moved himself down from 10 after 8 to 8 after 8, 7 after 8, 5 after 8, 8, he'll get there to 10 to 8, but slowly, it'll take him months. But when he gets there after months, he'll find himself that he stays there. Oh, that's what the same with the mumchim and diets also say the same klal. You're not going, people that change drastically never hold out. They hold out for tkufa and then they go back. And usually it's even worse. Because then they're so annoyed at themselves that they're even worse than they are before. The klal is to change yourself slowly in something you hold, but it goes slowly, constantly. And then you change your way of eating. It's the same way by all these things. Now the Chazanish tells us another klal. That kinyan teva al pi alimud hu b'rishayna b'milchama lana is l'achriyas es chayfesh tavonim. If someone wants to, be kinda a hergel, not kinda change himself to a limud of musar, so the person has a problem that b'etzem he doesn't since he's learning something to change what he wants, so he doesn't want to change. He's learning Musar in order to change the things that he wants. So if he wants to change, he's changing what he wants now. But if he wants it now, so he doesn't want to change b'etzem. He doesn't want to learn either. So how is he going to start? So he says that I'll ravely imtza chayfetz b'shkeida b'svarim aganim sa chendis tanugim. He won't find a geshmak in those svarim that are magane what he likes. If a person doesn't want to learn Sifrei Musar, because Sifrei Musar are telling him to do things he doesn't want to do and not do things he wants to do. So how do you start? A person is the first. A person has to start by deciding that he's going to be doing something that he doesn't want to do. That has to be in his mind, mikvah, that he's going to do something he doesn't want to do because in the end it'll bring him to somewhere that he wants to go to be at. So you know, as a person can have a stira in his rotzen at the same time. He can have a rotzen to do certain things and he can have a rotzen to not do those things. Because it's not a steer, because there's two things in him pushing him. The rot, the taivis, and the retrainis, and the midas, akov, and all are pushing him to do certain things. The seichel at the same time is telling him that it's better for you not to be in them, and you'll feel better in the end if you'll move forward. The person that wants to go on a diet is because he decides that he doesn't want to be overweight for whatever reason. There's many reasons, but whatever reason he wants. So, but at the same time, he likes to eat. So mainly he has two things that are conflicting. So he has to decide mirosh that he's going to do things he doesn't want to do. But things he doesn't want to do because of a reason that he has in the end that of something he does want. In the end, he wants to be a certain way. So, same thing in midas like that. If he likes the COVID or he likes the different types of aguf, but his seichel tells him that he'll feel better in the end if he'll be able to restrain them. Not only in Olam Haba. Olam Haba is very far from a person. Only Anshei Aliyah are able to. The Olam Haba itself will push them, despite that it seems far away. Most people are holding that they have to have something a little closer in time and closer in chush. So you have to have a goal that the person, let's say, wants to change his davening. His davening is a pshrach. He comes late, he's not machavin, his mind wanders, so he has to, but he wants to have a davening that is good. He sees the ones that are davening, they have an aliyah from it, they're closer to Rebbe Shlom, they're different people. He wants that, so he has a goal that if he'll do a few months things that he doesn't want to do, such as getting up early and coming early. So in the end, he'll feel the sipuk of really davening. Oh, it's not enough usually for most people to say that they'll feel the difference And then Amhava. Amhava is far, especially people are young, it's very far. So it feels far. It isn't far, but it feels far. So Mela, the first you have to put a goal that you'll feel here. Another few months, another month, whatever time he has, he will feel on top of the world. Oh, he's davening to Rebbein Shlomo. He feels it's vacant to Rebbein Shlomo. So he has a goal that fits him. You have to always put a different sipuk in front of the momentary sipuk that's drawing him, that he's trying to overcome. That's what Dessler writes in the Kunst der Bechira, that he used to unfortunately smoke at one point. Those days they didn't know how dreadful it was. So, but it caused him to have attacks of chest pains. So he one day when he was put the cigarette in his mouth, he said, "But I know that tomorrow morning I'm going to have chest pains from this cigarette. Is it kedai for me to have this momentary hanoya from the cigarette that relaxes the person, mull those chest pains of tomorrow?" So he decided not, because he had in his mind those chest pains of tomorrow. And Mamela, that Zelumazeh, he decided that's not worth it, Poshin. That's what a person always has to do. Whenever a person wants to get over something they want, he has to put in its place something that will give him more sipuk, even though that takes a little longer. But in the end, that's more hush with him, and that will give him the determination to go through with it.
What's he do by davening?